This is Radio London on 266 meters. The time is 2 o'clock.
And now, Radio London presents their final hour.
You're hearing things on wonderful Radio London.
Yes, thank you, Paul, and a very good afternoon to you all. Ed Stewart here with Myrtle. Hello, Myrtle.
Hello, Dale.
And Paul, well, we've got fun for the next hour, haven't we?
Yes, indeed, and we're not alone with Myrtle because we also have Cliff Richard.
Many thanks for all the plugs in the past, and thanks for being so nice about our records. Hope and wish you all the very best for the future, staff and DJs, and whatever you do.
It's all over. Didn't even cry.
Join the smoking revolution. Smoke John Cotton cigarillos.
Well, at least somebody has the freedom to smoke and do whatever they like. How's it going, Ed?
Oh, pretty well, thanks, Paul. Pretty well. Getting all the messages. Everybody's here in the studio and all's happening.
Yes, indeed. We've got another message, too.
Can you type, Miss Herbert?
Well,
Next! Go ahead, girls. I've got to type.
But I haven't the time
cool
or money.
Cool it, baby.
Sight and sound education can teach you to touch type in just 12 hours.
Hello, this is Luna speaking. I'd just like to say how awful I feel that Big L is going off the air, because when I'm in my car every day I have it blaring like mad, and I really will miss it. I don't know about anybody else. And I'd like to wish all the DJs and everybody on London all the best of luck in the world.
Even though it's a lie.
Yes, and there she goes, the lovely Lulu. Lovely to have Lulu here on our final hour here on Miguel. Isn't it lovely, Paul?
Oh, look, smashing on that.
Roman Empire!
At the risk of repeating myself, hi, this is Mark Roman. A couple of years ago, I had the experience of a lifetime joining Big L. Now, I've got another experience of a lifetime leaving. But sincerely, I want to say that I had a ball being with all the boys on the boat. Great fun. Hope to see you again real soon. And until then, watch out for those greens and browns and blues and yellows.
Happiness is
T.W.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Great to be back on Radio London. Even if it is for this sad occasion. So many memories, so many friends that I've made among the listeners, and so many friends I've made among the crew and the disc jockeys that have worked from time to time from Radio London. And I think my closing thoughts would be how pleased I am that, particularly on Radio London, so many DJs have emerged, and you'll be able to hear them in the future. And I think that they will, through their training at Radio London, emerge in a very short time as big names. I think of names like Tony Blackburn and Kenny Everett, Keith Skews, Ed Stewart, Michael Lennox, and so many others. And I think two of the original team, and would be not wise for me to forget Pete Brady, should I say, because I think that in times to come, Pete is going to be a very, very big name, because he was, as you know, our original breakfast announcer, the very competent one. Goodbye to you, and God bless.
Okay, thank you very much, T.W., and something T.W. has used many times in the past, usually to cover his knees. Yes, this Look Transparent cooking film, because remember, girls, you can see right through Look. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping food fresh in the fridge.
Hello there, it's John Walker. I'd just like to say I'm very sorry to hear that Big L is biting the dust, but, I'm sure everything will work out all right for all the DJs and everybody, but I think we're going to miss all of them.
Breaking up is so very hard to do.
And that's just exactly what we appear to be doing right here on the Big L at the moment in this, our final hour.
Used by Palace.
Don't ruin your hair, messy grease.
Used by Palace.